Hi, I'm Scott. It's Azure Friday. We're here with Matthew Henderson from the mobile apps team, and you brought me a mobile app.
I did.
This mobile app is the Field Engineer app, and we've seen this before in a couple of other conferences. It's been used kind of as a sample.
Yeah, it's a nice example because it uses a couple of different mobile apps features. So mobile apps is just the next evolution of mobile services. Still has everything that people know and love about mobile services, including working with data and including offline scenarios. So in the Field Engineer application, I'm a remote field agent. I have to go around to different customer sites and actually complete different work items. I have no guarantees that those customer sites have internet connections.
Right, spotty connectivity, sometimes offline. But the data needs to be just handled. You don't want to think about it.
Exactly. Still need to get my work done.
Right, and the business logic shouldn't include worrying about offline or online, right? The business is whatever business that field engineer is in. When they find connectivity, you do a sync.
Exactly. And you know, I also don't need to see the entire team's set of tasks, so we're filtering based on identity, so logging with corporate credentials and AAD. So it kind of showcases a bunch of the other features, and we can also include push as well.
But also, it was created first. This was created a couple of months ago. It was a mobile first, cloud first, not to be a little too sought here, but you know, mobile first, cloud first. Maybe we need a website that supports this in some way as
well. Exactly.
And that's now going to be possible.
That is. So one of the big changes that came with you know, taking mobile services and turning it into mobile apps was that we actually exposed the website underneath that holds all of your compute. And that gives developers a lot more flexibility just in terms of they now have all these great web apps features that exist. So most popular have been Traffic Manager, Custom Domains, things like that. We're taking that even further and making it easy for any mobile or web app to also enable each other's capabilities. So any web app can now become a mobile app.
So web apps are mobile apps are web apps.
Exactly.
We can use them all. I get push notifications, I get offline, I get data. So here you've got a tablet that's running a native app that's talking to a mobile app, but that mobile app's always a web app. So how do I make a web app out of it?
Right. So in that case, one of the big changes that we've made to the mobile app server SDK is we've lightened it up. So it still has everything that you would expect from mobile services, the SDK. But now there's a lot more flexibility in terms of configuration. So you get to specify what features you want to add and how they get wired in.
Okay.
And that means we can do fun things like actually include MVC controllers.
So here is a app in Visual Studio, and you've just got an admin controller. Looks like any other MVC controller.
Yes.
And it drives from controller, and that's the MVC controller.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So in that case, then we can have things like full dashboards. So now I'm an administrator.
So this is the MVC HTML view on the data that is underneath this mobile application.
Exactly. So using the same EF context, same database, everything.
Okay. Now we do know, and we've seen in the past, it's quite easy to get data out of a SQL database. But this is not just a SQL database. It's a smart client that talks to a backing store that is pluggable, right?
Right.
And supports these offline scenarios. So I'm not, you're not just going select star from agents to do this.
And you certainly could for some things of the MVC, views. But in the mobile case, we have our table controller.
Okay.
And that's, you know, we're talking into the same parts of data, but this actually structures everything such that the client SDKs can easily consume it. And then, like you said, it adheres to an offline contract and makes those great sync capabilities work.
So table controller, that is a mobile apps thing that is adding capabilities that an ASP.NET MVC controller doesn't have.
Right.
And in this case, you're saying that this particular table controller is of type job.
Right. So the different jobs that our field engineer has to work with.
And this job DB context, is that Entity Framework or is that a mobile app thing?
It's an Entity Framework, but with mobile apps, we can help you set it up and get everything provisioned so you can really quickly get started with mobile. So if you want to go from zero to app, we've got great quick start templates that'll get you there.
So it doesn't seem like it's one of those things where I felt in the past where mobile apps takes over my app. It feels more like there's a suite of features, and I can say I want that one and that one, and I'll do the rest later.
Yeah, and we've actually reflected that in the way that we structured the NuGet packages.
Okay.
So you can now I've just pulled in the Quick Start package, but that will pull in all the other great ones that we have, and they're sorted by features so that you don't have to deal with all the dependencies coming in. So if you just want the notification features, you can pull those in. Use any other authentication framework you want, doesn't matter. But you know, certainly can add these capabilities as you like. And
so you've got, if you wouldn't mind, switch back there. So you've got authentication, you've got the web API controller for cross domain, you've got the core one for app service, notifications are all by itself as well.
Mm-hmm.
It is well structured, and then tables is separate as well.
Yep.
So you're not bringing in this entire SDK that you might not use all of.
Yeah, one of the things we heard a lot from developers is just having more flexibility in terms of, you know, how things get wired into the app. So it is my ASP.NET site after all.
Mm-hmm. So this adds, I would think, I like to call it business logic, because there's the business of being a field engineer.
Right.
And the rules that they have to think about. And then there's the kind of administrivia of, you know, this is going to be occasionally connected, and I want to be able to access that. Mobile apps are a kind of a recognition that they are different from just a regular web app. So even though they are the same, this adds functionality on top of Azure web apps.
Right. So it's just a great way of, you know, you can start taking advantage of the features that now any web app can get.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Is that it?
I think that's it.
So people can use this now, or this is a preview?
Fully live today. You can go in and start adding your... it is in preview, mobile app says, but you can go into the Azure portal today, provision a web app or a mobile app.
So it's a go live preview. So you can put this in production and work on it, and does it keep getting updated?
Yeah, we're updating it all the time.
All right, that's cool.
So,
and this application is at github.com/azure/fieldengineer.
Exactly.
And that's going to stay updated as well.
Yes, it will.
And the pricing is the same as well. This is the other thing that I kind of have to get my brain around, that because as Kirill mentioned in a previous Azure Friday, that the windows between web apps and mobile apps have been broken away. It all runs on the same underlying VM as part of the same context, and the price is the same. So right. I just got a bunch of stuff for free.
You did.
Very cool. Well, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you.
We're learning about how to do all sorts of great things with web apps and mobile apps here on Azure Friday.